This episode is brought to you by Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. When it comes to your shower routine, Irish Spring knows that what matters most is feeling refreshed. It's crisp, fresh, unmistakable scent. Zings your brain, awakening your senses. So you emerge from the shower ready to take on the day and smell great while you're doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
The founder of Panasonic once said,
"We can lead more meaningful and constructive lives
through the pursuit of activities that will ensure
a better today than yesterday,
a better tomorrow than today."
Panasonic is committed to creating a greener,
more equitable future for everyone.
Explore Panasonic Green Impact
at na.panasonic.com/greenimpact. What?
You have full control over when the podcast starts, and it's so annoying.
Well, because you'll dilly-dally on your phone all day.
No, you can't just say, "All right, we're recording." You just hit the button.
Because we start organically. We're sitting on the couch. You're scrolling through Instagram or something like that. So I just hit the record button, and we start talking. How are we supposed to start these things?
I want you to give me a countdown or something. You just hit record. I'm not even wearing a sweatshirt. I'm freezing. What if I have to leave the room and get a sweatshirt?
You're literally just topless right now on the couch podcasting.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Do you want to go get your shirt on or not?
No, it's fine. I'll just freeze this entire episode. Thank you.
I'll put the heat on.
Oh, you have full control over that, too.
Here's my question.
What?
When you did the Only Child podcast, don't look at me like that. When you did the Only Child podcast, when did you start with the guest? Did you say, "Okay, headphones on and here we go"?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I like just hit and record when you're off guard and saying,
"Yeah,
all
right." I can see that you like that. Anyways, I'm riled up. How about you guys?
I'm riled too. I'm riled.
Well, there's nothing for you to be
riled
about.
Oh, you're right.
About.
Ask them. Sorry.
I am riled because Matt just started the podcast with unbeknownst to me. I love that word. Never used it in my life.
Unbeknownst to me.
Yeah.
I hate that word.
I hate it, actually.
Unbeknownst. What?
Like, who made that up?
Unbeknownst to me.
Hey,
my mom
unbeknownst,
uses that.
I like didn't even know. Unbeknownst.
It means happening or existing without the knowledge of someone specified.
Unbeknownst.
Unbeknownst to me, you went to Trader Joe's without me. Is that how that works?
Uh-uh.
No?
Use
it in a sentence.
Okay. You started the podcast unbeknownst to me.
Okay. So that means I started the podcast happening or existing without the knowledge of someone specified.
See, now I need to go across the kitchen and grab something.
Set your mic down. I'll set your mic down.
Okay.
She set her mic down. She's running across to grab her hand lotion.
My hands are dry.
All she does is put hand lotion on. I'm not even exaggerating, maybe 15 times a day.
Well, if I didn't have to wash your damn dishes every 5 seconds, maybe I wouldn't have to use lotion.
I think we've been very fair on the dishwashing lately.
Fine.
Typically what we've been doing is whoever cooks the other person will clean the dishes.
Unbeknownst to me.
Oh,
I didn't know that decision was made. No, that's true. My hands are so dry because we're still in quarantine, everybody. Whoa.
What?
This is our 16th day quarantined.
I think it's 18.
No,
it's not.
No, because Saturday was our 14th day.
So this is day 16, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And by quarantine, you guys, Ariel has not left our house or our front area of the neighborhood to take stinky poop. I'm not kidding. You haven't left. You've just been here.
I have not left. We did drive one time.
Mm-hmm.
We did drive one time to go up and look at a view off of this like mountain of like you could see all of LA. It was beautiful. But yeah, I haven't left besides that. Like, I haven't gone to the store. I haven't gone to pick up food. I haven't done shit. But I've been working. I haven't been bored this entire quarantine.
Yeah.
I haven't been bored once. I've been working the whole time. I've been working on myself, things like things that I've always wanted to get done that I just didn't have time for. It's been great. And you made a great point the other day that I really want to dive into.
Let's dive into it.
People shouldn't be bored during the quarantine because there's so much time on your hands. If you have something you want to do, you should do it.
I am pissed right now.
I knew this was going to get you all hot and bothered.
It's getting me hot and bothered and riled up because honestly, here's what I can't stand. I have so many amazing friends and people that I know and I love to death.
Talented
people who ask me all the time for advice and say, hey, like, what's your advice on this and this? And I'm like, hey, dude, you got to work hard. You got to find opportunity. You got to better yourself. You got to learn online and all this kind of stuff. And these same people are sitting at home throwing ping pong balls against the wall and it's bouncing 15 times, rolling off their cat's tail into a cup. And I'm like,
That's actually kind of impressive, though.
No, it
rolling
is impressive.
Off their cat's tail.
But they're like, I'm so bored that I had to make a contraption. How about you're so bored that you wanted to make the hit song you've always wanted to make?
Yes.
Or write the hit script you wanted to make.
Preach, my
or
brother.
Or do the push-ups and sit-ups and run every single day to get in the shape you've wanted to be in.
You preach, motherfucker.
Oh, we are at church right now.
I'm so sorry. We're cussing. I'm so sorry.
No, but like to elaborate a little bit more on that is like, now is that it's a very unfortunate time, but if we're going to be stuck at home, better yourself. There is so much stuff that you guys can be doing to actually get ahead and come out of this smarter and better and, you know, just better at anything that you want to do.
You know what I'm better at?
What?
TikTok dances.
Yes, you are.
And it's actually working me up.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Our jobs, our social media and all of that stuff, it's like you do want to build your following. And during this time, I'm trying to build my TikTok following. I know that doesn't sound like the most, the best use of my time, but weirdly, it is.
It's a great use of your time.
And it's because that is what my life is social media stuff, you know? So I've been learning TikTok dances. And then what I was really excited about yesterday is I worked up a sweat and I worked out for about an hour. I did a full dance class and I'm not talking TikTok like sweat. I'm talking full boob under boob sweat.
Oh, I saw. It was dripping all over the place. You were sweating.
I'm doing something with this quarantine, which is I've learned how to cook, which I've always wanted to do. I'm following recipes. I'm learning TikTok dances. Here's another thing.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to write a song.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And I'm not even like, that's not my profession or something that I'm trying to pursue, but I've always wanted to do that. So I've been researching how to do that. I've been doing stuff. And also hustling, I always thought was like a gross word, but hustling doesn't have to be gross. You still have to have hustle to succeed and to be successful. Like, it doesn't have to be a weird, gross word. It's just whenever you hear someone like, oh, they're a hustler, like that's a good thing.
It,
as long as you're not hustling people
in the right
in the wrong
way. It just means... Hustling just means you're going above and beyond to, you know, the normal and you're finding different ways to be successful. Like, okay, here's a good example. I'm the same as you. I haven't been bored once during this quarantine. We've not only organized almost every single room in our house, we've also worked out like 5 days a week. So I'm actually getting in better shape than I was before because before I didn't quite have the time, as much time to do it. Now I have the time to do it. I actually started watching masterclasses. And a lot of people want to get better at any profession. It could be acting. It could be negotiating. It could be growing your business. And like, I'm literally taking notes and studying, watching Masterclass. And I'm studying the CEO of Starbucks and how he built his business to
be
what it
is. That's so cool.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
You know what? You know what got me riled the other day?
What?
Well, this was yesterday. On the news, it showed a couple things. There are people in Florida that are refusing to pass up their spring break
and being quarantined.
And there's just people by the hundreds all in boats and on the beach. And apparently it's just hard to regulate with a lack of police officers and whatnot. I think they're trying to figure out how they can legally regulate that. These people are just kind of like, oh, this doesn't affect me, so it's fine. And like everyone's over-exaggerating. It's like, guys, we all have to just do our part to get this thing done with.
And then meanwhile, in Los Angeles, coronavirus, it is real, you know? Like we all, like no one even like steps foot outside. And if you do, you like run around the street so that like someone can't be like, if I see someone on the sidewalk coming towards me, I will cross the street. And then the person, they're not offended. They're like happy that I did that because they didn't have to cross. So they like wave and we like, hi, how are you? From like 25 feet away from each other.
I just took Stinky for a shit this morning. There were so many neighbors outside, but they were all avoiding each other.
Yeah, you're being
respectful. They were crossing the street and going around. So one guy walked his dog in the middle of the street so I could be on the sidewalk. It was super nice.
There was an Amazon delivery man.
Okay.
There's like this web. Our friend sent us this video this morning that said, make sure you're washing your Amazon packages. And I was like, oh God, what's this going to be? This fool. He delivers a package and on a Ring doorbell, you can like it's a recorded video of a man spitting into his hand and rubbing it on the package. And then he takes a picture of the package for proof that he dropped it off and then leaves. That guy got fired. That guy should be put in jail.
Yeah, no shit.
That guy should go to jail.
I agree 100%.
He should go to jail because what the fuck? I'm seriously like so upset that people can be so disgusting, B, psychotic. That's not some regular, like, it's
that's
not like
a
he
psycho
spit
person.
And it accidentally hit the package. So, he spit into his hand. What the, what?
What do you guys think? Do you guys think this guy should go to jail for this? I don't think someone, I mean, listen, if it was up to me and someone on purpose hocked a loogie into their hand and started wiping it on a package, I would like to put someone in jail for that. I would, if I was the government and I had control to make that rule, I would do that because that is so unnecessary. And especially right now with coronavirus, if he has
it's an act of terrorism.
It is, because he could kill someone.
Like, that's crazy.
God.
Okay. Anyways, listen to me.
What?
I have a hall pass for this episode.
Oh, we got a hall pass? Okay.
And my hall pass.
Is it two people?
How did you know that?
Because I have a feeling I can read your brain right now. Can I guess?
Well, we have to say it on three so that they don't think we're lying.
Okay, start with the oldest person first and then go to youngest.
One, two, three.
Justin Timberlake and Shawn Mendes.
What the hell, Matt? Oh, I thought we were just doing the oldest person first.
No. I was saying oldest first.
And
Shawn Mendes. I don't know how I knew that. Actually, I know how I knew it.
Well, because we watched their video
because
last night.
You couldn't stop saying, oh boy. When they were on stage singing together.
Shawn Mendes got me all giddy.
Yeah.
Shawn
Mendes is hot. We get it.
Okay, fine. I know that's a stupid hall pass because it's an obvious hall pass.
So this could be you.
He's showing me a picture of Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
This could be you,
Camila
but he playing.
Also, how do you say her last name?
Cabello.
Cabello?
I think so.
Camila Cabello.
Hey, do you like them together?
I actually love them together. They did an Instagram live the other day and I just...
They're
stunning.
They're so insanely hot.
They're cute.
They're so cute.
They're a really cute couple. And you can tell that they're like sweet.
My God.
They're nice, sweet humans.
Oh god, they are sweet. You know what was fun the other day? We were watching. We got bored. It was 6 p.m. Guys, relax. Okay, we got our work done. Then we got bored. We were watching Justin Timberlake perform live for iHeartRadio's for like last year's iHeartRadio. He did like a 45-minute set, and then I kept hearing his voice and thinking like, Shawn Mendes,
you called this.
Sounds kind of like Justin Timberlake,
So I closed my eyes and I listened to Justin Timberlake singing, and I was like, yeah, I guess like Shawn Mendes has like a similar vibe, and we were just like, wow, that's kind of crazy.
And then as soon as we said that, Justin Timberlake goes, I want to call a young man to stage that I really, really respect. And he goes by the name of Shawn Mendes. And me and Ariel both look at each other and we're like, what the hell?
Well, because you called it like 30 minutes before he even did that.
Yeah.
You also, right when he said that, you were like, huh, Shawn Mendes. And then he was like, Shawn Mendes. I was like, what the hell? You are just... Cutie, you are a smart genius.
Thank you. Hang on.
So redundant.
I have one more picture.
You're a smart genius.
I have one more picture for Ariel before we move on from the Shawn Mendes conversation.
You can't show me his Calvin Klein Esquire cover photo shoot with his penis bones popping.
I just pulled up a photo of Shawn Mendes greased up and shirtless.
Wearing no shirt with a jean jacket popped collar.
He's too young for you. Stop looking.
Oh, God. Everyone's too young for me these days.
Well, can we talk about my hall pass?
No.
Why not?
You don't deserve one.
Do we only let one person have a hall pass each episode?
Fine.
I just watched Wolf of Wall Street the other night.
Oh, don't give me that bullshit.
And I happened to turn it on when Margot Robbie was walking in, buck naked.
But Jonah Hill is your hall pass?
But yeah, Jonah Hill. It was after that scene. Yeah, so it was after that scene. It was Jonah Hill. Uh-huh. Jonah Hill. He's my hall pass.
No, you know who my real hall pass is?
Who?
Fuck that. Because Shawn Mendes and Justin Timberlake are too obvious.
Who?
Richard Lewis.
Oh my God.
Obviously.
Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis from Curb Your Enthusiasm is my hall pass for today.
Can you explain why?
He's freaking hilarious. And he's like, I just have a full blown crush on him. Show me a shirtless photo of Richard Lewis with a jean jacket with the collar popped, please.
Hang on. Richard Lewis shirtless. Hang on.
No, I love him. I think he's like weirdly, he's got like old guy swag.
For those of you guys who don't know, Richard Lewis is like 75 years old and moves like he's 85 years old.
He reminds me, he's like Jagger cutie.
He's got moves like my dad.
Oh.
My dad moves like that.
He got moves like my dad. He's got the moves like my dad.
Here's the thing. Okay, so we were watching Curb Your Enthusiasm the other night, and Ariel kept crushing on Richard Lewis.
He's hot.
For some weird reason.
He's hot.
And we couldn't help but notice he moves exactly like my dad.
Like
my
they could be brothers in
they
movement.
Move their hands the same way, very slow and delicate. They kind of stare off, but they're still there and they're still sharp, but their body's a little bit slow. And I was wondering, because I was concerned that possibly my dad had a stroke, and I was wondering if Richard Lewis had a stroke too, because they mirror each other. They do the same exact sort of body movements.
But we don't know if either of them actually did, so there's no... We don't know.
We don't know. And to be honest, I asked my dad because I'm concerned for his health, and he just says no.
Yeah, he might not know that he had him.
I'm fine. And it's like, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to be proactive and make sure he is fine.
Isn't like family crazy?
Yes.
Because here's the thing. I get it. You don't want to freak your son out, or you don't want to freak out your daughter and say, like, I think something's wrong. But like, if there's anyone you can say something's wrong to, it should be someone that cares.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if something's wrong, you want to tell the person that's going to care the most, but you don't, because you're scared that it's going to hurt them the most.
So listen, I have a couple thoughts on that. I'm going to be real.
Lend me your thoughts.
If I got diagnosed with something crazy and I knew it was going to make my family sad, I don't know if I would tell them until I absolutely had to.
Well,
because that's just me. I believe that my dad would be the same way. I don't think he wants to put that burden on anyone. Mm-hmm. So I think if something happened to him, he would keep it a secret for as long as he could until we were going to noticeably until we're going to notice that he was definitely different.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's right or that's wrong, but like I hate when people feel sorry for me. I really do. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yes.
Even if I if I stub my toe and I go or whatever, then Ariel goes, "Oh my god, are you okay?" And cutie, it's very sweet.
You get like mad at me though. You're like, I'm fine.
No,
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Get away from me.
Hey.
And then you slap me in the face and I go,
Hey. I don't get mad at you. I just move on from it quickly. I don't dwell on my little toe being stubbed. Oh my god, she's giving me the death stare right now, you guys. No, but do you see what I'm saying? Like if I stub my toe, thank you. Oh my god, are you okay? I go, I'm fine, and we move on. Just like when I slice my hands twice in one day cooking.
You're the most reckless human in the kitchen. He's like, let me open this Amazon package with a freaking butcher's knife. I'm like, why don't you get the scissors like a normal fucking person and open the package like a normal man? Like he's got, and he doesn't just like do it like, he's like, and slicing the package open like it's, like he's Zorro.
Because I'm trying to get shit done.
No. Well, yeah, get stuff done with your hands bleeding all over the place because you're slicing your hands open. He cut a potato the other night. No, cut an onion, and I saw it. I saw it happening.
I know you did.
I see this.
I felt that one too.
I saw his hand holding the onion so wrong. And then what do you know? Into the skin. Ah. And he's like, ah. And I go, are you okay? Are you okay? And he's like, I'm cool. I'm cool. And then he washes it off. And then I like, he's bleeding, you guys. Okay. Meanwhile, like maybe a year ago, I stabbed myself in the hand with a knife. The knife went into my hand. I probably should have gotten a stitch, to be honest with you.
Oh, when I was gone.
Oh, I did get stitches. No, the doctor came and
he called me.
He glued my hand shut.
I wasn't home, but you called me.
Yeah.
And
I called you and I was like, well, I just cut my hand open. I don't know what it looks like because I won't look at it. And then I ended up looking at my hand. There was blood everywhere. There was blood on the knife. Sick.
Okay, so.
What? What are you doing over there?
I'm going over fan questions.
Mm.
Because I believe it's time for a segment called
Fan Questions. So original.
I asked our audience today on Instagram, like literally 20 minutes ago. I said, I said, hey, guys, me and Ariel are recording new podcasts and we'd like to take your questions. I told them, ask questions about relationship advice and that we would keep them anonymous.
Ooh.
And here's the first one. I'm not going to say her name.
Sorry. Whenever I hold a mic, I just really got to do some runs.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that.
Okay.
Here's the first question I got. I think it's pretty good. This girl says, I'm 30, but I have not dated much.
Prove it.
Hang on. Oh, let me finish.
Sorry.
I'm 30, but I have not dated much. I'm nervous that never having a boyfriend will turn guys away.
What?
It's a very... Now, can I explain why I think it's interesting?
Yeah.
Because she might, A, come off as a prude. She may, B, come off as someone who
she might
can't...
Be.
That no one wants to date.
Yeah.
But my advice to you, if you're listening, is you have to always be yourself and you'll find someone who will like you for you.
And also don't wear a t-shirt on it that says I've never dated before.
But
like they don't have to know
Yeah. That don't. And the thing is, don't even bring that up unless it comes up.
No.
So just do you. And if there's a guy that's interested in you or a girl, wait, let me see. Yeah, boyfriend. So she, yeah. If you're, you know, there's a guy interested in you, you shouldn't say, by the way, I've never dated before. Just let it come up casually if it's going
to
come up.
Or it doesn't need to come up at all. Like if he says, what happened to you and your last boyfriend, just be like, oh, broke that motherfucker's heart.
Oh, wow.
Broke his heart.
Oh, so you're down for a little lie then.
White lie.
But can I ask you why? Does it matter?
I'm kidding. I actually would never do that. But I think it's kind of like there's no point in telling someone anything like that. There's no reason. And the question is she's just scared to date because she thinks that maybe that will turn guys off? Well, it's not going to turn guys off because you're not going to tell them. No harm, no foul.
And by the way, my one piece of advice, because I'm thinking about this as a guy's perspective, is if a girl that was 30 told me that and I really liked her, but I wanted to test the waters with her, I'd want to feel that I would be a little bit nervous that you were going to get attached way too early.
Oh.
So I'm making up this advice, obviously, as we go. And I just thought about that. If I was my age now, if I was 35 years old and there was a 30-year-old and I was interested in them and I found out they had never had a boyfriend before and they really liked me, I would probably be a little bit more cautious about leading them on too much.
That's very interesting.
Because in my mind, I would think, if they've never had a boyfriend and they like me this much right now, then they're going to really get attached to me.
Well,
that's kind of the way I think.
But then to sum it all up and to just, you know, put a pin in this is... Like the right person isn't going to give a shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like you being you might think that way, but the next guy would be like, she's amazing.
Yeah.
I love her.
Because the thing is that there, I do believe there is a person for everybody.
I think there's.
And
definitely is.
I'm going to give one more piece of advice, because the older I get, I'm becoming antisocial. And I'm lucky that I live with my girlfriend, my fiance, and my best friend, because we don't have to go out much.
He has a lot going on. He has a girlfriend, a best friend, and a fiance living here.
That's so nice. You're a triple threat.
I wish he would choose one.
Hey.
Do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
Because it sounded like you had a girlfriend living here and a fiance.
How do you know that I don't have a girlfriend living down in the basement?
I haven't been down there in exactly. So long. You could have a girlfriend down there.
You haven't been there. And when I say I'm going to work out and come back sweaty.
I do hear you grunting from up here.
See?
Oh!
I'm begging for you to check on me sometimes, and you never do.
You want me to catch you
yes.
cheating?
No, you don't. You trust me too much. Come downstairs, bang on that door like a psycho girlfriend and say, who's in there? And then I'll open it up and I'll say, I'm just working out. Calm down. And you go, okay. And then you go back to making coffee or something.
Well, I have cameras down there, so I know you're not doing anything.
Oh, boy. Then you know exactly what I'm doing down there.
Hey!
I've jerked off one time down there.
You're lying.
Once!
Have you?
One time.
You have not!
Yes! Sick. There are paper towels down there.
You jerked off in the basement?
One time.
That's like some psycho shit.
No, because I was down there watching TV, because I have my Netflix set up down there as
you're
well.
Lying.
And I was like, you know what? Hang on.
No! Wait, I'm so upset.
And I was like watching TV, and I was like, oh God, I haven't jerked off in a while. And I was like, I'm just gonna go ahead and just give a little.
I can't look at you right now.
I was gonna go, and I went, ding, 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 hey, and then it was done. And that's it.
I can't look at you, but I also
Ariel's fuming right now.
I can't look at you right now, but I also can't stop staring at you.
Okay.
Life is full of things to manage: your work, your family, your plans, and your treatment. Consider Kesimpta, ofatumumab 20 milligram injection. You can take it yourself from the comfort of home. If you're ready for something different, ask your healthcare provider about Kesimpta and check out the details at kesimpta.com. Brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
Next question.
Next question. God. Check on me more. I'm kidding. Actually, guys, I'm so lucky that I have a fiance who doesn't
give a shit about you.
No, the thing is, we trust each other. I don't have to go through your phone.
Yeah,
because the thing is, honestly, if you wanted to leave me, then you'd leave me.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, no.
I don't know. Anyway, let's. Yes. Okay.
No, you can. We trust each other immensely.
Here, I like this one, and I'd like you to start on this advice.
Go on.
Someone said, "What's the best advice for moving in together?"
Oh, well, I would say make sure that you guys are ready. Like, I mean, there's so many things that could mean, obviously, but just make sure you're ready to move in with someone. I would advise to wait a little bit to make sure that this is someone that you really want to, you know. That's a commitment, and moving is expensive. So if you guys, not that you're going to break up, but if you do break up, You know, that's it. There's a huge chance that you end up not together. You have to move out again. So who's going to move out? Who's going to keep the place? Who's going to pay for the movers? Like, there's so much that goes into getting or moving in together. So just make sure you're ready, whatever that means. Timing. Timing is everything. That's all I got to say.
Well, and I have a piece of advice if you're sure that you want to move in with someone. Mm-hmm. If you get to the point where you're absolutely sure, like, this is the person, I want to be with them, I would highly suggest staying over at each other's places for a good amount of time to know if you can live with that person.
Totally.
To like, make sure you're okay with their habits. Yes.
Go on vacation together and see if you can handle like the hotel room together.
And I know this is like the business side of me, but please let me have this, Ariel. Please.
Take it away.
If you guys are serious about taking the next step and moving in together, have a dead ass serious conversation and say, hey, here are the things that I need for myself in my living space, and give me a list of your things and let's learn to respect that.
That's a great
because
advice.
Then you know exactly what you're getting into. And it might be like mine is, and Ariel knows this, but like mine is like, I need to have
my space.
Like, an hour of alone time every day.
I need a little nappy poo because
God.
I stubbed my toe.
You know what?
What?
Sorry. Listen to me, guys.
Okay.
I'm giving good advice here. I'm preaching here. I need a little bit of space. And I've never really had to say that. You've just kind of respected that.
Yeah.
And if I just say, hey, I'm going to go pray or go for a walk or whatever, you let me do my thing. And I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. But I think you got to kind of lay it out there. Everyone has their own thing. Like, be honest about what you need in your space or your time, or if someone's going to live with you. If yours is like, hey, I just need the bathroom to be clean. Do your thing in the room. Do your thing here. But if the bathroom's not clean, I go insane. Like, just be honest. List it out.
That's honestly the best advice you could give, because like, think about moving in with someone and how different you guys are, and then putting that into one room. That's crazy.
I know.
Okay, that's great. I love that advice.
I got one more question if you want to get to it.
Go on.
I think that you can speak to this.
Uh-oh.
That's good.
All right.
How do you separate working at home together from quality time?
That's...
This is all you, cutie. Because
is this all me?
Because we've had some conversations about this, and you have been, you know, a little bit bummed at moments because I am so work mode all the time, mm-hmm. and it's hard to kind of separate that.
Yeah.
And how have we been doing on that?
Well, I didn't know. I'm not prepared for these, so I need when I give advice, I actually like to think about my answer. I think, well, with us, it's not like we have different jobs. We work together and we do the same thing. Like we do the same jobs.
Yeah.
We have nothing that's separate, really.
Yeah.
Besides, like, even our families are similar. Everything we do, but then it's also the best thing, because we work really well with each other, which is great. We have the same type of like ideas, which is awesome. But then I think like what I really like is when sometimes we could just stop everything and play a game. So yeah. I bought Scrabble, because I love playing games, and maybe Matt doesn't like to play games as much as I do, but like, I would appreciate it if, because he loves working so much, you enjoy working. So mm-hmm. you could work and work and work and work and not be stopped, and then go to bed and then wake up and work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I want quality time with my fiance, and that is like maybe playing Scrabble or like watching videos online together or watching dance tutorials, like something stupid, like to just get us away from like constantly being like,
yeah.
Oh, let's write that script, or oh, that's a good idea for a show, or oh, we should write that down because tomorrow morning we should shoot it. Like, I kind of always want to like have a bit of separation. I don't know. That's a long-winded answer, and I don't even know if that answers any questions.
I want to add to that.
You have to think outside of the box. So if we're constantly home together working, because we work out of our house too, it's like you have to designate time.
Here's the thing, okay? And I'm going to be real with you. I agree with you 100%, but for the most part, you never initiate what we should do.
I know.
Do you know
that? I'm
not
good at that.
Okay, because the thing is, I'm not like trying to be a dick or call you out or anything, but you don't like, if you want to play a game, then just say, hey, can we play a game when you're done with that? And I'll say yes. And then go and get the game and set it up and we'll play and we'll have wine.
Yeah.
Or like I ask you every day, what do you want to watch? And you go, oh, whatever you want to. And then like, that's like, if you just like, I need a little bit of guidance from what you need versus to me just knowing what it should be. And
that's true.
You know, I need a little bit of guidance.
Well, I think because, for instance, this happened 2 days ago. I said, cutie, can we play Scrabble when you're done?
Yeah.
And you were bummed. I physically saw your face. You were bummed. So I was like, well, I don't want to play Scrabble anymore with a bummed guy. So we ended up doing something that you wanted to do, which was watch something on Netflix.
Can I ask you something?
What?
If you, was I in the middle of work?
Nope.
If you would have just set it up and said, and like, if you made it a thing and set up Scrabble and like grabbed the bottle of wine and lit a candle or whatever you wanted to do to like make
just
it.
Make this like a sexy ass Scrabble session. Just grab a bottle of wine and the lube and light a candle.
And put on sexy lingerie.
And play
said,
Scrabble
and
together?
Said, hey, let's play 5 minutes of Scrabble and see where this goes. I would be 100% down. Do you see what I'm saying? But you never do that.
Yeah, because that's not what. Okay.
So today, there are mosquito fish being delivered to our house. Yes, there are.
No.
Yes, there are.
No.
Guys, can you hear me out here? Can I tell you?
What are they going to do?
Okay, here's the issue. To control the nasty mosquito population that most like areas with a lot of trees and a lot of sitting water have. We live in an area with tons of trees. There's a great amount of mosquitoes out here. And we have a fountain down there that fills with rainwater. And there's mosquitoes that lay their eggs there and they breed by the thousands.
Oh, it's just for the fountain.
Just for the fountain.
Okay, good.
So I have Kimberly, our assistant, she's going to pick up a bunch of... They're a dollar each. She's probably going to get like 20 of these mosquito fish and we're going to dump them in the little.
Why am I sad for them?
That's where they want to live. Are you kidding me?
But are they going to die in there and then what?
No.
You know that I get attached
to
pets with brains.
They're not pets. These are just, there's a little tiny fish that go down there and they're going to love their life. It's a 6-foot by 3-foot fountain. There's so much room for them to play and swim and make families and have friendships. And
they're my pets now.
They are, huh?
I have 20 pet fish.
So I'm so excited.
When they die, I'm going to cry and we're going to bury them one by one.
Oh, no.
In the flower bed. And they're going to have little graves.
Did you know? You know why you keep getting bit by mosquitoes? Because we don't have fish down there. That's why.
You are such a nightmare.
No, but I'm serious, you guys. I just discovered this. I've never heard of mosquito fish, never. And I did an Instagram. By the way,
wonder why.
I love doing Instagram questions or asking my audience because they all have answers and it's incredible. Whether it's like, hey guys, Stinky is scraping her ass on the carpet. There will be some vet that chimes in and says, here's what you should do. Get their anal glands expressed. That's what we learned. Or I said, 2 days ago, I wrote my audience and said, hey guys, are there any fish that can survive in this fountain? And it had nothing to do with mosquitoes. And everyone was saying, get mosquito fish because that stagnant water is a breeding ground for mosquitoes. And I was like, this is perfect.
That's
so now
so crazy.
We get to have fish in our fountain. And I'm so excited because I've always wanted that forever.
I'm going to name them all.
You are?
Yeah. One is Monica.
Okay.
One is Rachel. One is Joey. One is Chandler. And one is Phoebe.
Yeah.
And one is Ross, cutie.
Really?
Yeah. It's all the cast members of Friends.
Well, what about the other 15?
Larry David.
Okay.
Richard Lewis.
Okay.
Jeff Garland.
Okay.
And the annoying guy that no one wants to hang out with on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Who is it?
That's his whole name.
Oh,
the
okay.
Annoying guy with that no one wants to hang out.
Okay, so now we got 10 of them done. So we have 10 more to go. What about Michael Scott?
Michael Scott,
Pam,
Jim Halpert, Pam, and BJ Novak.
Okay. And then the other ones will probably just die, so we won't name them. And then we'll have 15 swimming around there.
No. And then Adam Levine and...
Adam Levine. And Shawn Mendes and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I think we named
but
all of them for the most
Adam,
part.
Adam Swimveen. Because he's a fish. Adam Swimveen.
Oh, really quick, before I get to this question. Yesterday, we just found out that Donald Trump addressed the nation and he has extended the quarantine to another 30 days. Mm-hmm. Now, we've done 16 days so far. And to be honest, it's been fairly easy for us. I will say, you know, we are fortunate that we live in Southern California where it's sunny. We live in a neighborhood that's very walkable, so we can still take Stinky out to walk and whatnot.
True.
I'm very positive. I like to look at things, you know, on the positive side.
You're an optimistic human.
I'm very optimistic, but this 30 days will most definitely lean towards being tough for me. Because...
it's going to break you.
It's not going to break me. It takes a lot to break me. But I'm going to probably have times of being bummed because I do want to go out for coffee and see people. And it's making me realize 95% of the time I'm antisocial. But now it's so bottled up. Like all my energy is bottled up and I want to go see people.
Why don't you go jerk off in the basement?
I'm going to. Right after this podcast.
Sick.
And I'm gonna invite people down there too.
Okay, 6 feet though.
6 feet apart. We're gonna jerk off 6 feet apart.
Yes. Social distancing.
You know that DJ? I know why you don't go to the basement anymore.
Because DJ had the
Because DJ had probably coronavirus down there.
DJ was the first person to have corona, I think.
Was that 1 year ago? That was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 year ago, one of my best friends flew in from Connecticut to hang out with us. The day he got here, he got sick.
He got the sickest I've ever seen in my life.
Like deathbed sick.
Like legit. And downstairs, by the way, doesn't have a bathroom. So I was like, what are you going to do? He doesn't give a shit. He just pees outside.
He just pees outside. So he'd pee in the bushes. And if he wants to take a shit or go shower, he would walk down to the pool area and there's like a little shower down there and he would do his thing. But unfortunately, and I didn't know this, the water heater only works for like 2 minutes, if that, because it's a tiny little, it's like a 5 gallon water heater.
I'm so sad.
And Justin told me like 5 days in, he goes, I'm like, hey, how is everything? How's the shower? He goes, well, it's freezing. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, it literally is like kind of warm for like 60 seconds.
And he was so sick
walking down so many stairs
and
taking a cold shower while he had a fever or a flu or what. That is horrible. DJ, I'm so sorry.
I know. I feel bad. But then he did come in here. He took one nice shower at least.
Yeah. After day six, I was like, hey, get in here, bud.
He's the type of person to not want to create problems for people. So he just wouldn't even say anything. And I'm like, well, you're so sick. You could have said that. Jeez.
Come on, DJ.
What was your question?
What question?
I thought you had a question lined up and that's why you started talking.
No, I did, but oh, interesting. This is very interesting. This person said, how do I make my boyfriend more affectionate? Why don't you go ahead and take this, Ariel?
I'd say just break up with him and then see what happens. I mean, you got to shake him up a bit, you know? Break up with him. Am I giving the worst advice?
Okay. No.
Well, if you need an affectionate person and he's just like, nah, then maybe he's not the right person for you.
I have to agree with you on that. Here's my
opinion. If he wants to be with you, then he needs to give you a little something.
Yeah.
Like he's got to, like Matt rubs my back every night. Or something.
I show you affection. Do you need that? You do, huh?
Well, I do when it comes to like, if we're like in bed and I just want like you to just like rub my back. That makes me like feel like you love me.
And I'm very sweet about it, right?
You need to rub your back more.
Can I be honest with you?
You don't like it?
I love it.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I would love a little more of that.
When I do it, you don't go like, that feels good or anything. You always lay on your... You always lay on your back.
Yeah.
So I'll like rub your arm a little bit and then, but I don't know if you, I don't know.
I've never known
if you liked it or not.
I love it.
Okay, I'll do it more.
So reach over, and it doesn't have to be long. Like, you make me rub your back for like an hour, and sometimes my arm is about to break off.
Yeah.
But like, reach over and give me like a five to 10 minute little back scratch. I love it. It makes me feel great.
These questions are not for us to get into a fight about.
All right.
Time's up.
Time's up.
Time's up, huh?
Yeah, time's up.
Time's up?
Time's up.
Hashtag me too?
Maybe.
Oh. Maybe.
Guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Riled Up. We hope you have a beautiful day.
We love you.
Stay safe
out there. Wash your hands. Don't be an idiot. Don't spit on packages and go to jail.
Yeah, don't do that. And also, guys, listen, just in case you need to hear this, we're going to be okay. Think on the positive side. Yep. Everything's going to be fine. I know it's scary times, but just take this time to really like keep busy and better yourself and, you know, read and write and do, just take this time to better yourself.
Love that.
You know?
God bless.
God bless you guys. We love you.
Love you.
I don't want to leave them right now.
I don't either. Let's hit stop on this and record another one.
Okay. All right, guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.